Hey, Undisputed listeners, before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com, reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been favored most of the season to win back-to-back MVPs. LeBron has made his case for the award. The King said, quote, as far as the MVP race, I showed what I'm capable of doing, not only individually, but from a team perspective, us being number one in the West. LeBron also said that he silenced a lot of critics who had questioned how he would perform if he ever left the East to the Western Conference. So, Shannon, your opinion, does he have a point considering East versus West?
He does. And for the longest time, you know, it was the least. If I'm not mistaken, I know a guy that's sitting across from me. He dubbed it the Leastern Conference. And I don't cough. It was you. Oh, it's the Leastern. It's the Leastern Conference. And everybody even said it when LeBron was doing what he's doing. If Kobe was in the East, Kobe would have went to 8 straight. If Shaq was in the East at the time, Shaq would go to 8 straight. Everybody, if anybody that was decent, a great player that was in the Western Conference at the time LeBron was doing what he was doing, had they been in the East, they would have replicated. They would have done the exact same thing that LeBron's doing. Now, he would never be the number one seed in the Western Conference. Skip, if you don't mind me asking, who's the number one seed in the Western Conference?
Should be the Clippers.
I know who it should be. If you stop going to late night establishments, you might have could have been.
Maybe. So,
ain't no telling. That might be one of the reasons why you're not in first place to begin with.
Good point.
Skip, you and I both know Kawhi Leonard got more credit for winning one title in the East than LeBron got for winning three and going to 8 straight. Because he beat a banged-up Warriors team that had gone to 5 straight. The best player, you said the best player in the NBA, got hurt. Klay Thompson got hurt. Now, had LeBron won a title off Golden State, when KD is injured, plays like 2 minutes of a ball game, and Klay Thompson get injured. Skip, that's an asterisk. That's an asterisk. Oh, no, we can't have that. Because we know at full strength the Warriors would have won. Every excuse that they do to diminish what LeBron has done, they hype Giannis up. Oh, look what he's doing. Huh? What are you doing? When are you going to come out these? When? Because that's what you do, Skip Bayless. That's what you and a lot of others have done. You have minimized the work that LeBron done for years in the East. 8 straight finals. He won 3. Oh, but if he's in the West, he couldn't do that. He goes to the West. He's 26-10-8. But look at Giannis. Ooh, look at Giannis, the PR. He's the PR darling. It's the East, though, right? It's the Eastern Conference. So what changed? I mean, so when did it become the West? Does the Clippers play? Does the Rockets play? Does the Nuggets play in the East? No. So, Skip, you know absolutely LeBron should win this award. But they won't give it to him. Oh, look at Giannis. He's 29-14-6 in the West or the East?
Okay. I want to hark back to the end of what was the regular season back in March, and I told you LeBron was on a remarkable, astonishing tear. And I told you I thought just on narrative, he had edged ahead in MVP. I gave him that because he's having a phenomenal 35-year-old season. And to my point, I was a little surprised that once LeBron got to the bubble, he let his bubble beard go gray.
Yeah.
There's always method to all the madness. Yeah. It's all premeditated. Yeah. What is the message of the gray? I think he's trying to remind.
Old man doing his
thing. The old man is doing his thing, right? Yeah. The old man is having the greatest 35-year-old season ever, and he wants everybody to be reminded. Right. Look how gray I am. Right. I got a big old bushy bubble beard, and it's as gray as can be. It's like thick gray on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm the old man who's having the best year, maybe my best year ever. Mm-hmm. Okay. I give you all of the above, but now let's look at the West. Is it still the best? Is it still the West? Or has the West become the least?
Here we go.
Because is Golden State still Golden State? Wait, is Steph there? No, well, he's just now coming back, but he's been gone all year. Is Clay's still gone. Wait, Draymond, he's played a few games, but only a few. And what about the best player on the planet? Is he still a Golden State Warrior? No, he's still rehabbing his Achilles as now a Brooklyn Net. He's not there. They're gone. Guess who the worst team in the West is? Golden State is the worst team in basketball. Who'd have thunk it?
Skip, there's no surprise at that. Klay Thompson hadn't played all year, and Steph missed 30 games.
I'm trying to explain to you why the West is the least. How about the Clippers? Only 12 times all regular season have they had their full roster intact. When they did, they've won 11 out of 12 games. I will give you, the Lakers beat them in the third game between the two teams with the Clippers at full strength. But the problem is, it's full new strength. They have not had reps together. They needed reps, which is why this is tearing me apart, that they are tearing themselves apart inside the bubble. The Clippers are not the Clippers that they could be. They have not come close to realizing or maximizing their potential. It's now just on paper potential that looks like it's wasting away inside the bubble. How about my Spurs? I hate to admit this publicly, but they are ancient history. Is Timmy there? Well, he's on the bench, and he looks like he's the number one assistant, but he can't play anymore, and there's no Manu, and there's no Tony, and obviously and unfortunately, there is no Kawhi Leonard. So what does that leave us? Utah? Utah's underachieved all year. Mike Conley won the horse contest, but he ain't winning anything on the court because he has been a big disappointment so far for the Utah Jazz as their key acquisition. Has Denver been Denver? I don't know why, but they look like just another team right now. Even though they're kind of hanging in the standings, they don't look as strong as they were last year. They have not gelled or clicked.
Okay.
Zion is barely getting his feet wet as an NBA baby. So I can't factor New Orleans into the mix yet. And how about Portland? They lose Nurkic. They lose Zach Collins. They have to go get Melo out of retirement, basically, because he's going to be a starter for them now. So my point is, show me the West is the best. Show me. I'm not sure it's better than the East right now.
Skip, if you don't mind me asking, other than Giannis, tell me the player in the East, other than Giannis, that's better than Paul George, better than Kawhi, better than Harden, better than Dame, better than AD, and better than LeBron. I need a player that's comparable in the Eastern Conference that's close to those guys.
Two of them are on one team, Embiid and Ben Simmons. And two of them are on another team and not playing. Obviously, the best player on the planet, Kevin Durant, and his running mate, Kyrie.
Well, I just saw ESPN do a stat as the top five players. And Embiid wasn't one of the top five.
Well,
the Lakers had.
You asked me, and I'm giving you my opinion.
The Lakers had two, and the Clippers had two of the top six. And then it was James Harden. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure where the guy from Giannis. Mm. And Giannis wasn't number one. Mm. Guess who was number one, Skip? I'll go James. Mm.
And Boston has a couple of kids, and they're still kids to me, who are coming of age.
They're coming, but they ain't here yet.
Okay, they're not here. I agree. Jimmy Butler has come of age, and he is making Miami into a factor in the East.
Skip.
All of a sudden, I'm looking at the East, and it's kind of like 50-50 with the West.
Is Jimmy Butler better than AD? He better than Dame? No. He better than Bron, Harden, Kawhi?
I'm glad you brought up AD, because here's the point LeBron is missing. What happened last year with no AD in L.A.? Well, LeBron played, 55 games?
55 games.
And he went 28 and 27.
Right.
And guess what he left? What memories did he leave us? He left us the blooper reel. That was last year. His first time in the West, he missed the playoffs.
Was he hurt?
Wait, can we see
the playoffs? I got to see it.
I got to remind everybody, this is how bad it was his first year in the West when Golden State. Wait, he just threw it off the backboard. What are you doing, LeBron? LeBron, get out and play defense. Kuzma pushed him to guard the three-point shooter. What are you doing, LeBron? You got to pick up the basketball. I know you're letting you don't want the clock to start, but you got to pick the ball up, LeBron. And he kicked it out of bounds. This was last year. This was in the West. He was looking like he was in the Eastern Conference. LeBron, you got your shot blocked for the game winner by Mario Hezonja, who's now a Portland Trailblazer. That's pathetic. I'm sorry. That's the legacy of his first year in L.A.
Okay, but Skip, this is a new year.
Okay, it's a new year. But what happened? What changed life in L.A.? He didn't just get a co-star. He got someone who is rivaling him for MVP, who belongs. You know, I feel sorry for Anthony Davis. He is getting overlooked. He is having an MVP style of a season.
Absolutely.
Because I look at these numbers. He's outscoring LeBron. It's not much, but it's 26.7 to 25.7.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's 1 point. How about rebounds? 9.4 to 7.9. He's still above. Yeah. How about blocks? 2.4 to 0.5. Obviously, he blocks a bunch of shots. In fact, he just might be the defensive player of the year. Am I right?
Skip,
wait a second. I haven't finished. He's out shooting LeBron from the floor, which is hard to do. It's 51% to 50%, and AD takes more distance shots than LeBron does. And yes, LeBron is leading the league in assists at age 35. Way to go, LeBron. God bless. But the other guy is leading your team in free throw percentage. He's making 85% of his free throws, and he is a high volume get to the line free throw shooter. I got to tell you, I'm looking at an MVP season, and he's your partner. So don't tell me it's not a lot easier this year in the West than it was last year in the West.
No, Skip, here's the thing about Anthony Davis. AD is playing phenomenal, and this is why he wanted to get out of New Orleans. He wanted to go play with someone else that was phenomenal. But the reason why you're mentioning AD as MVP is why? He's winning. AD put up bigger numbers in New Orleans. But he wasn't winning anything. Now you come win, and now people look at you as an MVP candidate because you're with us.
Mm. Does any star in the league, in the West or the East, have a better co-star than LeBron James? No.
No.
It's not even close. Nobody does. So, way to go, LeBron. Big bounce back. Maybe he should be the comeback player.
Does anybody in the league have a bigger star than the Lakers? Oh, no. He's the biggest star. He shines the brightest.
Well, why aren't we talking about LeBron as comeback player? All you need to do is look at the video I just showed. Blooper reel.
How you come back from 25-8-8? Well, there's only been a handful of those seasons.
You can come back from 28-27 in a blooper reel.
25-8-8.
You want to see it again? No, I don't want to see it.
You know that? I mean, Jordan only had one of those. Jordan only had one of those.
Mm. Yeah.
And we did that at 34. Mm. Jordan did his at like 26, 27.
Mm.
We doing stuff at 35 that's never been heard of.
Mm. Jordan was first team all defense and led the league in scoring at age 34, his final year in Chicago.
We got more first. Woo! We, Skip, we're about to have more first team all NBA than Jordan played in the league.
Mm.
Sure, take that out.
Yeah, but you've played 34 years.
And we're about to have 32 first team all NBA.
I'm just so glad we got that blooper reel in. It just
you always try to
I love that blooper reel.
And it meant too long. It's just quality. Yeah.
We got something for you, though. No mercy.
On Thursday night, Williams will need to quarantine for 10 days after he was spotted at an Atlanta gentlemen's club during an excused absence from the NBA bubble in Orlando. Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley are two other players who have left the bubble for excused absences within the last week, and the Clippers have also been without Zubats and Shamet. So, Skip, how much trouble are the Clippers in?
Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Clippers season, what's left of it, just got wrecked. And it started with Lou Williams, but there are four or five other Clippers who have missed big parts of the bubble, who are still in quarantine as they're on their way trying to get back with the team. I think four or five members of the team will not be available for Thursday night's first real game against your Lakers. So it feels like there's a minor mutiny going on here with the Clippers. And I'm sure it is driving Doc Rivers nuts. I'm sure it's tearing his heart out because he can't control what his players are opting not to do right now. And it starts with Lou Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Lou was not so sweet over the weekend. This was the ultimate selfish act of betrayal to me. There's no I in team, but there are two I's in Magic City. So he went from the Magic Kingdom in the bubble, Disney World, to Magic City. Mm-hmm. How could you do that to Kawhi and Paul George and to the rest of your team? There was a reason that Kawhi Leonard played the worst stretch of basketball I've ever seen him play in the first half of their scrimmage on Saturday, just after the news broke. This was against the Washington Wizards. Kawhi Leonard went 3 of 16 from the field. He looked like he'd forgotten how to play basketball. He went 0 for 8 from the three-point line because I'm sure he was torn apart psychologically, emotionally by this act of betrayal by the guy who so often has rescued them as the reigning sixth man of the year and who now has set what's left of their season on fire. Mm-hmm. When I first read that he had gone to his grandfather's funeral, I was okay with that part right. of it until the latest reports now have it, and I'm sure this is from league sources now, as they sort of researched what was going on. They right. investigated mm-hmm. what happened. Mm-hmm. They say, no, it was actually the father of a close friend of the family.
Right.
Did you have to go? You didn't have to go, but he did go.
Right.
I mentioned earlier, Alex Caruso, a week ago Saturday night, his sister got married down near College Station, Texas.
Right.
Hot spot right now in the state of Texas. And Alex decided, no, I'm not going to risk it because I can't, because the NBA apprised him. If you go down there, you're at least 10 days
at
back,
least.
At least maybe 2 weeks in quarantine, because you cannot risk that.
Right.
Double jeopardy ensued when Lou not only went to the viewing of the body, mm-hmm. but he then took a fairly large group to a restaurant that is his favorite restaurant. We get all that. Mm-hmm. But remember, your teammates are all stuck in their rooms, mm-hmm. watching movies, playing video games, right. hanging around the lobby of the hotel, right. just hanging out together where it's all about basketball. But you have to make some sacrifices,
yes,
especially
absolutely.
For a young man with a lot of money and all of a sudden no wife or girlfriend or significant other. And you're stuck in the bubble while Lou's down at Magic City, which does, it doubles as a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had the audacity to say, well, there were no entertainers present.
Yeah.
What? It must have been around 8-ish when you got there. And I looked on the website last night. I don't ever go to the website. First time I ever went
you
to the website.
Website?
Nope, never what went to the it? Website. And it said, we are open for business yep. from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. Yep. 7 days a week.
Yep.
Okay, so you don't think there were entertainers present? I think there were a lot of entertainers present. I'm fine with that. I'm not condemning that, except under the circumstance, while your team is supposed to be sacrificing, you're at Magic City, and you have a dish named after you. What is it called? It's the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings. Good for you. So I buy that this is your favorite yeah. restaurant. I'm sure it's a very, you can attest.
Yeah, they got it. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Jenny is hitting over there.
Okay, I got it. But you can't do this. You can't set this example as a team leader, as the guy who comes off the bench and closes for you. You just open the door to anarchy
yeah.
in the bubble.
But Skip, you know, to lose the fence, now he's trying to stimulate the economy. Now, even though there are no in-person classes, they still got online classes. They still got to, you know, got to sign up, mm-hmm. got to get tuition and stuff. Yeah. So we help it.
Yeah. So you got to help. So here's the worst of it. He's with a young white rapper. I don't know how he got in there. I don't know if you understand if Jack Harlow was actually in the viewing party.
Right.
It sounded like he was, but whatever. Yeah. He's a friend of Lou's, I guess. Again, he had one big hit, what was it called, What's Poppin', and Lil Wayne was featured on it. So, okay, I got it. But he decides he wants a selfie with Lou. So he does the 2-for-1 right. shot. Well, don't you know in this day and age that you're in danger of that being immediately posted?
Yes.
And I'm sure it went up within 5 seconds.
Yes.
It was up on IG.
I mean,
okay?
why would you, and you know, as Lou Williams is one of the guys that's in the bubble, you know he's not supposed to be Mm-mm. there. Mm-mm. You know the kind of negative feedback that's going to come. You potentially put him in a situation. Now he's going to have to offer. Now, look, we can blame the guy for taking the picture, but it's Lou's fault. Mm-hmm. Lou knew he wasn't supposed to be there. Lou went there, for, and I believe Skip, like I said, I don't know how close the family friend is, and so maybe Lou known this person for an extended period of time.
It's possible.
And maybe he's very close to his father,
yep.
And he wanted to be in attendance
okay.
at the viewing.
All
okay,
right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you detoured and left the viewing to go here,
mm-hmm.
therein lies the problem arose.
You could have gone in and out.
Yes.
You could have been there for a half hour, stayed away from the group, and said, I paid my respects, I was present,
right.
I got to get back to the bubble.
Correct.
No, you took a group to Magic City just to eat dinner. I got it.
Right.
But it's still, it's out of bounds.
Right.
It's not how you come together to win a championship. Mm-hmm. When I read this story on Saturday, I was watching the Lakers scrimmage, and I was astounded that your man, LeBron James, played every bit of the first three quarters
right.
when he came out after halftime and went right in the game and went all the way to the end of the third quarter against Orlando.
Right.
I'm thinking, King, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You've played the third most minutes in the history of this league. This is dangerous. You're asking for it. And then it hit me. Well, Lou Will's at Magic City. LeBron James is all in Orlando.
I'm not going to be surprised if he plays a little more this last game because he's ratcheting it up. He's trying to get back in as close to game
condition. We got one coming up at noon our time, I believe it is, 3 o'clock.
Right.
You know, their final scrimmage.
Because that's the thing.
He might play all four quarters.
Because, Skip, he's got to get ready.
Yeah.
He's like, there's 8 games. Basically, it's a sprint. There's no more marathon.
Yep.
It is a sprint now. We got 8 games, and then guess what? And the games are back-to-back-to-back. Skip, ain't no more 2 days off, no 3 days off.
Nope.
It goes boom, 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 and you keep going.
LeBron has a great opportunity to go win his fourth
yes.
title, and he is maximizing
right.
his possibility
right.
to pull that off.
Right.
He's going to say, look, they're going to miss Avery Bradley, but they knew going in
right.
we're without Avery Bradley.
Right.
Well, the guys they do have, it feels like when I watch them on the sideline, if they're on the bench, and they're spread out, mm-hmm. obviously. But it feels like I'm watching a college bench.
Yes.
They're into it. They're
excited,
together.
Yes.
You know, they have unified.
Yep.
They've united.
Mm-hmm.
They're hanging out together. We're going to talk about Dwight Howard's shenanigans in the locker room after a practice that featured an impression of Shannon Sharp. But they're having
a good time.
Blast.
Right.
Right?
But, Lou, you know, I mean, look, the thing is, Lou, is that, and I think, Skip, the question is, had the arrangement, had the viewing, had the services been in another state, would he have wanted to go? Because this was an ideal situation. It was the perfect storm. Going back to Atlanta.
And not that far from Orlando.
Right. It's not that far from Orlando. Mm-hmm. And Magic City is in the town that I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of places. So, Skip, you know, for me.
And he grew up in Snellville. Which is maybe
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Right.
Yes,
north, it's north. Yeah.
Okay.
Gwinnett County.
Okay.
But. You know, Lou, you know you can't do this.
So, again, Montrez has not been there. I think he's arriving, but he's going to have to quarantine.
Right.
Pat Bev, these are all for personal reasons or
right.
family reasons.
Right.
Went
home. Zubas is in a room. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what
Zubas.
He's doing. I don't either. And Landry Shamet just got there.
Right.
I believe. So, these guys are not going to be available for the first restart
right.
game, the real game, that does count in this year's standings
right.
against your Los Angeles Lakers. They're going to be down 5 key players on that night.
But, Skip, Magic City has cost a lot of teams some games.
Mm.
It ain't just Lou Will. Magic City called a lot
right.
of people some game.
Okay.
You know, throw Blue Flame in there, Onyx,
mm-hmm.
Allure, you know, all them. Yeah, mm. Strokers.
You speak from experience.
Follies. Cheetah, Pink Pony, mm-hmm. Shooter's Alley, they closed that one. Body
yep.
Tab on Marietta, yeah,
really?
They closed them, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've closed all those places.
No, they ain't got no food. They mm-hmm. food ain't like that in one in Magic City.
Really?
Oh, Skip, that menu, I got to get you a menu, Skip.
Yep. I was invited twice by 2 of our rapper friends to make an appearance at Magic City.
You turned it down.
I opted out. I just thought, I'm not above going. I would probably have some fun.
Yeah.
Ernestine would say, well, whatever, you know, she wouldn't love
right.
it, but she wouldn't condemn
right.
it. But I just know somebody would snap a quick photo and I'd be up, look at Skip at Magic City.
Yeah.
Ernestine, where are you?
Well, right? I mean, you know, Precious might snap a photo.
Maybe.
She be watching you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just never know.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place. You're right, Skip. You're right.
Time and a place. Sometimes I don't know about you guys. That's all I got. Your list, Shannon, a little too accurate. And Skip, good choice not to go. No mercy. Down. With
With the salary cap expected to take a dip in 2021, the Cowboys have found themselves in a tough spot with Dak Prescott. Dak is set to make just over $31 million this year. That accounts for over 15% of the team's cap. If franchise tagged next season, Dak would get paid about $38 million and account for well over 20% of the team's cap before the potential plunge. So, Skip, interesting. How much cap trouble are the Cowboys in because of Dak?
Huge cap trouble. Shannon Sharp, there's nothing about this that smells right to me. Mm-hmm. It all smells wrong. It all feels wrong. I believe we're witnessing the beginning of the end of Dak in Dallas. The blood is just gone too bad on both sides. It's hard not to blame both. And I do agree with your point. There might have been a way Jerry could have nipped this in the bud a long time ago. Mm-hmm. If he had gone to Dak early on, the first moment he could have.
Right.
And I'm not sure he didn't try at that moment. Right. But I mean, going in with an offer that Dak at that point could not refuse.
Thank you.
Maybe this could have all been taken care of and we wouldn't have this fractured fairy tale that we have, because nobody has defended and supported Dak Prescott any more than I have in this seat over the last 4 years. I still love the man, and he's still a young man, but I love him as a football player. I love him as a quarterback. But I have lost some love for Dak Prescott as the face of the franchise. I'm sorry. I must admit, I am disappointed in my man, Dak Prescott, the way he, and maybe it's more from the agent. Sometimes it's more the agent's fault in doing than the players. But I don't like the way they handled this. I don't like it that his brother, Tad, immediately tweeted when the deadline came and went. What was it, last Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, last Wednesday. I don't like it that the brother, the older brother, immediately tweeted, in effect, I never was much of a Cowboy fan growing up, and it's going to be very hard for me to root for the Cowboys next year. That came from younger brother Dak. Mm-hmm. That meant that Dak and Jerry have fallen out. That meant that Jerry got his pride rubbed wrong, and that they had a cold war down the stretch toward the deadline, mm-hmm. with very little communication, a lot of posturing, and a lot of it's your fault, no, it's your fault. There's a lot of spinning going on. And in the end, I don't believe Jerry ever got over the fact that he thought he had a deal before game number one last year. He told the media after game one, it is imminent. And somebody said imminent, meaning he said days. Right. We'll have it done in days. Mm-hmm. So I kept coming in that week. This would be going into week two.
Great.
Okay, here we go. No. Here we go. No, not today. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not the next day. And Dak and his agent, I believe, did just jerk the contractual rug right out from under Jerry Jones. And you don't do that to that man. Mm-hmm. He's got a bad temper. He will hold a grudge when it comes to negotiating. He prides himself on being an honest, straightforward, verbal handshake negotiator. And when you agree on the money, and I believe they had agreed during camp on the money, they just had to iron out some minor points in the contract.
Right.
And when you suddenly say, Jerry, April Fools, our price just went through the roof. Mm-hmm. Jerry never quite got over that. Dak bet on himself for the first three games and hit three home runs. Mm-hmm. And then over the last 13 games, Pro Football Focus ranked him the 15th best quarterback. I always say he's a top 10. I got him at the bottom of the top 10, 9th or 10th. But I believe they wanted Patrick Mahomes' money. I believe they wanted north of 40 a year. And Jerry just said, I can't do that. You're not Patrick Mahomes. Right. Not yet. Mm-hmm. You're 1-2 in the postseason. You haven't won an MVP. You haven't won a Super Bowl MVP because you haven't gotten me but one playoff win. 1-2. And you've had two really good years and two so-so years. So in the end, this feels so wrong. And it got to the point where the big shock to me, the big plot twist that we got from the story in question here. Wait, Dak is still holding a grudge over the firing of Jason Garrett, a coach that I had little to no use for. Mm-hmm. I told you that I go all the way back to 2012 saying that's enough.
Right.
Because he kept going. He had three straight years of 8-8, 8-8, 8-8.
Right.
And Dak is still hanging on to Jason Garrett because Jason believed in Dak. Wait a second. In six of his 9 years, he lasted 9 years coaching America's team. And in six of them, they missed the playoffs.
Right.
That won't fly in Dallas, right. Texas, but it flew for Jerry because he loved Jason Garrett right. to a fault. And yet, I don't think Mike McCarthy's going to love the fact that Dak is still clinging to Jason Garrett.
Skip, I think the biggest thing is that you, the first coach you play for, Dan Reeves was my first coach. Skip, I'll always love Dan because I believe he gave me that first chance.
Yep.
And I believe he went to bat for me because at the end of the day, there were some coaches that say, well, yeah, we think we can get better. But Dan says, no, I believe in him. I believe when it's all said and done, he will be better than all those other guys that we could potentially have in this spot. Jason Garrett believed in Dak Prescott. When Jerry Jones wanted to go back to Tony Romo, it was, I believe, Skip, it was Jason Garrett, one of the very few times that he stood up and says, no, Jerry, I believe that's the wrong decision. Somehow, that found its way back to Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has never, ever had a bad word to utter about Jason Garrett because he said, you know what? When everybody else probably thought that, put Tony back in there, we going to go places, that guy stood up for me. Skip, what I don't understand is that they knew Dak Prescott was going to cost a premium penny after his rookie contract. Why didn't you plan for this? See, I don't believe we planned to fail. We just failed to plan. Skip, you know Dak is coming. He's the quarterback, the most important position. He's going to cost more than DeMarcus Lawrence and Zeke Elliott by himself.
Okay, I believe they misread him.
Okay.
I believe they thought he's such a fine young man.
Yep.
That he will take
yes.
a team-friendly deal because he's all for one.
Yes.
He's all about
yes.
the locker room, and he wants everybody to be happy. He wants everybody to get their money, and he'll get plenty himself, but he'll take a Brady-esque sort of a below-market deal
yep.
to help us maximize the chances for him to win Super Bowl rings.
And then once he got Todd French, you should be, Skip, it's kind of like when we watch it, we see criminal cases and things, and it's like, uh-oh. He went and got Johnny Cochran. Oh, he went and got that player. She went and got Laura Wasserman. Mm-hmm. Oh, she mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Once he got Todd Franz, the Cowboys should say, he mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, he didn't go.
That's true.
Skip, he didn't go to the guy that he had in his original contract.
Mm-mm.
That should tell you everything you need to know. He means business because Dak felt that the guy that I got now, the type of money that I don't know if he's ever dealt with something like this.
Mm.
So I need somebody. I need a heavy hitter. I need a home run hitter. So he went and got Todd Franz. He could have got Tom Condon. He could have went and got Drew Rosenhaus or one of those guys, Lee Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
But he got CAA Todd Franz. And you know,
He's a tough guy.
He is.
And he's got some big clients.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with that being said, the Cowboys should have reshifted their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be as easy. The likelihood of Dak giving us a discount because he plays quarterback for the mm-hmm. Cowboys and because there's a monetary to be gained outside of being on the football field, you should have reshifted their thinking, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do that. But, Skip, like you said, and I told you this, I said, Skip, they're making a huge mistake. Once they let Wentz, once they let Goff get signed,
mm-hmm.
I said, the price is going up.
Yep.
Oh, no, Dak, okay. You think that guy, he came out in that draft. And he's like, well, hold on. I won more playoff games than Wentz. I was rookie of the year in front of both of those guys.
Yep.
And you think I'm going to take less than them?
Okay, yet, in the end, I believe they offered him a fair contract.
Correct.
It was a little more than Goff and a little more than Wentz
right.
because it was $80 million guaranteed at signing. That was considerably more than those two got
correct.
In their deal.
Yes.
Obviously, their deals were more a year and more before.
Correct.
Okay, so $36 million a year is fair market value for a quarterback of Dak's achievement level after 4 years. But I believe Todd France said, no, we've got to get up in the Mahomes ballpark. They weren't sure what Mahomes was going to get, but everybody guesstimated $45 million
right.
a year. Nobody guesstimated 12 years
right.
where you can prorate it like crazy and it becomes extremely
yeah.
team friendly.
They could have really gave him $200 million at the time of signing. And because it's 12 years, it's nothing.
Okay, so back to the cap. The cap is going to plunge. It's going to be a minimum of $175 million. I don't want to just blow people's minds out
right.
with all these numbers, but the point is, that it's going to be a lot less, maybe $25 million less mm-hmm. per team mm-hmm. because of what we're going through,
right.
because of the pandemic and its impact on this
right.
coming season. We
right.
don't know exactly how it's going to impact it, but it's not going to be pretty. All of a sudden, you're tagging him for 31.4. Well, as you know, you can't prorate 31.4. It is cut and it is dry.
Is it?
You can't siphon it through loopholes in
nope.
the salary. No,
nope.
there are no loopholes.
No. Nope.
You have to accept 31.4. That's his cap hit
right.
this year.
Right.
And I'm going to remind everybody, that is $10.5 million more than DeMarcus Lawrence makes as the highest paid Dallas Cowboy.
Right.
And you can argue overpaid. You can
right.
argue Zeke overpaid, Amari overpaid, Jalen overpaid. You
right.
can argue all of them.
Right.
But by $10.5 million, The highest paid Cowboy will be Dak at 31.4.
Right.
If
right.
you tag again next year, it's 38-ish.
Right.
That's up to 22% of the salary cap. Trust me on this. It's hard to surround him with the proper talent mm-hmm. at 22%.
Right.
So it's no good for either side. I'm sure Dak is, you know,
right.
he's grimacing about
right.
it because he wanted a Mahomes-type deal.
Right.
But it doesn't do Dallas any good either. He did not give them any hometown discount or team-friendly contract that would last 5 years that you could prorate.
Right. Skip, maybe if they come to Dak before Wentz mm-hmm. and Goff, maybe if they offer him $36 million before they
maybe.
Sign, now you're like, well, whoa, whoo.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going from $2 million to $36
million? Yep.
Maybe that's something.
Maybe.
Maybe that's something we can talk about.
Maybe.
But once he saw what Wentz and Goff got, and they had all these years still left on their contract, Dak like, nah, no deal.
So, bottom line. Do I think there's one way? I do. I think there's one way Dak retires a Dallas Cowboy, and that's if in this year or next year he gets them to a Super Bowl, and he's going to have to be the driving force
right.
of that. Are the odds against that? They probably are.
Well, you believe he will because you don't believe Zeke is the same guy that he was in his rookie season. So in order for them to get to and win the Super Bowl,
Dak all the time.
Yes.
That's what I do believe.
Okay.
Do I believe they have a chance? Yes, I do. Are the odds not with them? Obviously, they're not favored to win the Super Bowl,
right.
and they got a lot of better teams ahead of them.
Right.
But the point is, can you do that? Because if you did that, I believe Jerry Jones would crumble and cave and say, here, you got your lifetime.
He got no choice. Because,
yep.
Skip, it's hard to see everybody else get paid. You sit back patiently. Skip, you got to realize Dak was making $400,000,
yeah.
million, $2 million. And here come all of a sudden, you see a guy get $60 million to sign,
mm-hmm.
$40 million to sign. And I'm like, whoo, I can't wait. Skip, all you say that, boy, I can't wait till I get my turn at the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Oh. So, in the end, it just feels wrong to me, and I don't believe he'll last more than 2 years in Dallas, and he'll be on the open market, and they'll be going to the next.
Oh, that will be yep. my favorite player then.
Yep, he will be.
Back and forth with Dak. It's so confusing. I don't know what side you're on.
No mercy.
All right, guys, during an Instagram Live session, Dwight Howard did his best Shannon imitation that included calling Lakers in seven. Check it out.
See, now listen now, Skip, I told you now, AD and LeBron just came in here now, Skip. So listen now, Skip, when you... you thought I was talking to Skip?
Yeah, I did a hard look.
Listen, Skip, the Lakers now, listen now. The Lakers, I got the Lakers in seven.
Skip, that was good. Shannon, how much did you like this impression?
I liked it a lot. It shows Dwight watching the show, Skip.
Yeah, that's true.
But you notice when AD and LeBron came by and he said, Skip, they're looking for that smoke.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you thought I was talking to Skip for real? And he's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. They know what's up, Skip
mm-hmm.
Baylor. Everybody getting in on cracking jokes at old Shadow's expense, huh?
Yep.
I see right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. I don't have a problem with that, Skip. And I think the thing is now is that I get that a lot. Everywhere I go, everybody says Skip. That's what they refer to me as, a Skip. But it just showed, Skip, they're close. They're a close team. You look at, they're having a good time.
I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm. And they're having a good time in the bubble. They don't need to go outside the bubble to have a good time like the team that you thought was going to represent mm-hmm. the Western Conference mm-hmm. and the NBA Finals.
Yeah, we got bubble trouble.
Yeah, y'all in trouble. Mm-hmm. I love this, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I love it. Good job, Dwight.
Mm. So, as much as I love that he was giving us a little free publicity, I did not think it was a great Shannon Sharp. I called it Dwight Sharp, but I did that with quotes around it because he was trying to be Dwight Sharp, and it didn't come off nearly as great as, say, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie Foxx was bullseye, dead on.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Game over,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I also don't think LeBron was real impressed that Dwight was doing whatever he's doing, IG Live, I guess he was. And it looks like it's in kind of the locker room.
Right, is it right?
Right. Didn't it look like they were coming in from practice? Mm-hmm. Or maybe from lifting weights or
coming
something?
Coming from practice or ending practice or something.
Yep, right? Okay, so think about this. Dwight is, let's give it, in the locker room, and he's got his camera stand set up, maybe in his locker.
Right.
And he's going IG Live, and he's doing his impression of Undisputed right after practice, because they're walking in like they just got finished, right?
Yeah.
Okay, LeBron took one look and walked, you know, he said, enough of that. Okay, I don't know that LeBron would have loved him doing that in the locker room. Don't you think it's a little weird that Dwight would be going IG Live? Remember once upon a time what Antonio Brown did after a game in Kansas City? Not quite the same magnitude or circumstance, because they had just won a playoff game.
Right.
And unfortunately, the coach was speaking to the team in private, and you know the rest of the story.
Right.
He took a shot at New England, and then they had to go up to New England and get their butts kicked the next week.
Right.
Okay, so to me, I think LeBron is all in, all business in the bubble.
Absolutely.
And I think he would look sideways at Dwight, as much as he enjoys Dwight and his happy-go-lucky spirit that he brings to the team. And Dwight has played very well.
Yeah.
He's been a very valuable off-the-bench backup center for this team. Played valuable minutes, set valuable picks. He's done a lot of valuable things for this team.
Right.
He is still a presence and a force.
Right.
What has been the one knock on Dwight Howard his whole career?
He doesn't take it seriously.
He just doesn't take it seriously enough, because what happened his first go-round in L.A., he starts coming out before games shooting hook shots from half court, and there was a former—
With a backpack on.
Yeah, with a backpack on. And there was a legendary Laker who was the team leader at that time, and he said, no.
Right.
And he was all over Dwight Howard, and pretty soon he wanted Dwight Howard gone from Los Angeles. And I'm talking about the late, great Kobe Bryant, obviously. And Dwight soon wound up with the Houston Rockets, and then he was sent packing again, and we know he bounced all around.
From Atlanta to Charlotte to
Memphis. And here he is, and he's at the right place at the right time. But I think LeBron is like, come on, Dwight, you have to go straight in the locker room and go IG Live. That's not how you stay 100% committed. At least go back to your room and do
it. No, he ain't want Dwight talking to you.
No.
Because he know that you have been very, very derogatory.
I have not. I've been honest.
No, you ain't been honest.
I said a lot of good things and a lot of not so good things about LeBron James. Somebody on this show has to be honest about LeBron.
If you say goatish.
Yeah.
It would have no problem.
Goatish?
He's the goat.
Yeah, well, he is the goat of games, as in he's the reason they lose some games.
No, don't do that.
But the point is, are you okay with Dwight doing IG Live in the locker room right after a practice in the bubble? I'm not.
Well, I'm sure. I know. I just think the locker room would normally
be like a sacred place.
I think the thing is, there is nothing being discussed. We see a lot of guys.
No,
there's nothing being discussed. So I'm going to give them I will lax the rules a little bit, because there's nothing of significance being discussed. There's no conversation going on between two players. There's no conversation between the coach addressing the team or anything like that. Yep. So I don't have a problem with it. He's just, but I think the thing is, Skip, is that LeBron and AD and the other guys have come to accept this is who Dwight is.
Okay.
He's not going to be, Skip, that's not what he is.
He is fun loving.
Right. So you're going to have to accept him.
By the way, I looked up last night, I think he's made $235 million in his career. So he's happy.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
$235 million? Are you kidding? So he's along for a great ride right now, and he should know that, and he should play to that and try to keep it inbounds, serious inbounds.
As long as you keep on giving us those eight rebounds, a couple of blocks a game, we good.
Okay, so you got two X factors right now. Obviously, you lost Avery Bradley.
Right.
Can't get him back. That's over and done.
Right.
You will miss him some.
Yes.
3-and-D. Yes. Got that.
Right.
But Kuzma is an X factor, because the other day against Orlando, he went crazy nutty hot.
Yes.
Like he went Twilight Zone hot as he can.
Right.
Sometimes he goes cold. Sometimes he plays really good.
But Skip, if he does that on a regular basis, they won't lose a game. in the playoffs. If he gives you, if he shoots like that, but we also got a little bit from Dion Waiters. You see Dion Waiters?
I like Dion, but I've always liked him. And I believe you can call upon him and he will deliver in big moments. He will. Mm-hmm. But Dwight, you never know. Is he all in or not all in? And again, I don't think Dwight will take anything from any guff from LeBron. Like LeBron can't call out Dwight the way he might be able to call out some of the other backup kind of players.
But Dwight knows this is as close, I mean, with the exception of the getting to the finals against Kobe.
Yep.
This is his probably his, sure. his last best chance.
Well, he better know that.
And, you know, look, there are a lot of people that didn't, I mean, think about it, Skip. Charlotte had him for a cup of coffee and they got rid of him.
Yep.
And Memphis, like, you can start talking to other teams if you want to. They didn't even want him. Mm. So he understands. Now, you've been on a lot of teams. I mean, you went from Orlando to Atlanta, you know, the L.A. to yep. Houston. So you've been 16, Skip.
No, I got it. So I posted something the other day calling out Dwight. I said, nope, you're wrong, Dwight Sharp. It's Clippers in seven. I rescind that. I take it back. It's over. That was about the time Lou went to Magic City.
Didn't take much. Yep. Oh, I still can't wait for Thursday, though. That will be fun to be watching some basketball, guys. No matter-